The resounding success of the South Korean film Parasite at last week's Oscar ceremony marked a watershed moment in the history of the Academy Awards, the first time a film not in the English language took home the Best Picture gong. But at a more global level, the popularity of Parasite surely represents the most high-profile crystallization of a reversal in the traditional West-to-East exchange of popular culture around the world. With me in studio now and laughing in the background, as you heard there, is Rebecca Choco King-O'Rean, who's a senior lecturer in the Department of Sociology in Maynooth University. But Rebecca, maybe you would start by explaining a Korean word for us. Hallyu, H-A-L-L-Y-U.
Hallyu, yeah. Hallyu in English would just translate into Korean wave, you know. So this basically is a term used to kind of describe the increasing popularity and like a wave kind of sweeping over. First, I would say regionally, you know, from Korea out to China, Japan, you know, Malaysia, Thailand, places like that regionally within Asia. But starting in 2012 with, of course, Psy's Gangnam Style galloping into our lives via YouTube, we get it really kind of starting to flow to the West. And then I would say in 2017, 2018, BTS, I mean, you're just mentioning views there. BTS's Boys With Love, of course, 74.5 million views in the first 24 hours.
Yes.
So sorry.
It took a bit longer, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, you see particularly with social media how quickly it has spread.
And BTS, one of the big pop groups of the K-pop.
Absolutely, yeah. They have a new album coming out on Friday, actually.
You were in speaking to
that's right,
about
us
recently as well.
Yeah.
So social media is hugely important in this. Then the likes of Bong Joon-ho, the director of Parasite, to what extent is he riding the crest of that wave, or in fact is he out at the front of the wave?
I think he's out at the front. I mean, actually, some of his prior work, like Snowpiercer, he had a run-in with Harvey Weinstein over that, particularly the length of it and cutting it. Also, some of his earlier work, even films like Old Boy, you know, Park Chan-wook's film, which gets remade by Spike Lee in 2013, I think the seeds of that were there in film particularly, has been very avant-garde, very cutting-edge, and very, very high quality for a very long time. And so I, in some ways, it was only a matter of time, I think, before a film like Parasite cut through. Now, I also think you have to think about the context of the Oscars and how much they were criticized for how white the Oscars were this year. And I think that possibly giving it to...
Do you think it was a bit of a cop-out that it was just a...
I don't know if it was a cop-out, but definitely I think they were aware, definitely, that they were being criticized. And I think it allowed them... I mean, it is an excellent film and definitely deserves to win for lots of reasons, which we can talk about. Mm. But I also think it was very astute of the Academy politically to name this particular film as a winner.
Politically astute is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
think so.
Right, well, let's have a listen to Bong Joon-ho, actually.
Oh, his speech.
His acceptance
in
speech.
Korean or in English?
A bit of both.
Okay.
For the sake of everybody listening.
Yeah.
Thank you. 좀 전에 그 국제영화상 수상하고 이제 아 오늘 할 일은 끝났구나 하고 이제 릴렉스하고 있었는데.
After winning Best International Feature, I thought I was done for the day and was ready to relax.
아 너무 감사합니다. 그리고 예, 그 어렸을 때 제가 항상 가슴에 새겼던 말이 있었는데 영화 공부할 때.
Thank you so much. When I was young and studying cinema, there was a saying that I carved deep into my heart, which is the most personal is the most creative.
그 말은 예, that quote was from. Our great Martin Scorsese. So,
when I was in school, I studied Martin Scorsese's films. Just to be nominated was a huge honor. I never thought I would win.
저의 영화를 아직 그 미국의 관객들이나
When people in the US were not familiar with my film, Quentin always put my films on his list. He's here. Thank you so much.
Quentin, I love you.
And that's Bong Joon-ho there in his Oscar acceptance speech for Best Picture for his film Parasite. And Rebecca Choco King-O'Rean is with me in studio this evening. We're speaking about this the opposite of what we heard there in some ways, Rebecca. But you wanted to mention the translator
there
as well.
Yeah, so Sharon Choi, his translator, I think it's really important to recognize her. She's a director in her own right, and he chose her, handpicked her. She's not a professional translator, but he handpicked her, I think, as a mentor within the film, Korean film industry, as an up-and-coming director herself in her own right. And she did an excellent job, I thought, actually, of capturing the nuance. He's got quite a sense of humor, actually. You can probably sense it.
Yes. Even the little bits of English that he uses, you could get that kind of devilment in his voice. But one thing that really jumps out from that is he's talking about when he was studying film.
Absolutely.
It was Martin Scorsese, the most personal is the most creative. He quotes him. He refers to Quentin Tarantino, and how Quentin would always, list Bong Joon-ho's films, and that was of huge importance to him. So clearly, when Bong Joon-ho was in his formative days, the cultural movement was in the opposite direction.
West to east. Yeah, west to east. So what's interesting, I think, now is it's a contraflow, right? So it's east to west. But having said that, it's very globally hybridized. I mean, Bong Joon-ho is a sociology major, actually, at Yonsei University at the very beginning of the democracy movement in South Korea, and is watching all of this rapid and kind of economic, political, and social change happening, not unlike Ireland, right? Mm. And is keenly observing that. I think the film Parasite is very sociological in its critique of the class divide between the ultra-wealthy and the very, very poor and struggling, even within a particular neighborhood in Seoul.
Wasn't it blacklisted in Korea in 2015?
Bong
Joon-ho's blacklisted.
You'll remember, of course, the now, imprisoned and impeached former president. But she got very angry at people who were critiquing South Korean society. And actually, I found out just this morning that Korean Air and Asiana Airways, both Korean airlines, have said that they will not screen Parasite on their planes because it is too critical of Korea.
But it left the current Korean president in a bit of a bind.
The
whole world is saying what a great place Korea is and what a great film this is.
Yeah, so Moon Jae-in's in a very tricky position because his kind of neoliberal kind of capitalist, the open market, free market, has made it really, really difficult, in particular for young people in Korea. Unemployment rates are fairly high, actually, for people in their 20s. Many people, like Irish young people, have to live at home. The housing market is terrible. Exam pressure to get into the kind of sky universities, which is Seoul, Korea, and Yonsei universities, is incredibly intense. And so young people are really feeling the squeeze. And I actually think that's one of the resonances with Ireland, is actually young people will really connect to it.
The other thing that one of the things that struck me is the way in which people in Korea are capitalizing on the success of Parasite.
Yeah, it's weird.
When you hear about the troubles, people have been brought around, the murals, for example, in Belfast, there's something similar going on.
So we have poverty tours now. The city of Seoul has decided that it is a good idea to run poverty tours of where Parasite was shot. So the convenience store, the pizza boxes that they're folding, Sky Pizza, all of these kind of rundown semi-basement apartments that the Kim family lives in, who are the kind of swindlers working their way into the very wealthy Park household, there are people now going on tours and they're talking about building a monument to Bong Joon-ho. It strikes me as a very interesting but very Korean response.
Well, if
to
we're saying that
global.
We're just saying that Bong Joon-ho is at the kind of, he's on the front of the wave along with things like Gangnam Style and K-pop. What are the other aspects of Korean culture that you think are starting to ride the wave from east to west?
I mean, the logical ones are, of course, things like Samsung phones, Kia, Hyundai cars. The beauty industry actually is hugely, and fashion industries are hugely expanded off the backs of the expanding number of Korean dramas that are available on Netflix. They just signed a huge 40-show deal. Korean films, have always been there. They've always been more cutting edge because the censorship is much less intense on film than on television. You'll never get a graphic sex scene or even bad language or even someone not wearing a seatbelt, really, in music videos or in television. Yeah. But in film, obviously, we have,
License.
Yeah, much more license. Mm. I mean, something like Old Boy, it's quite violent, incest, So I think there's more freedom to be more cutting edge probably in film. But obviously the products that flow, things like people now want the phones or the fashion or the beauty products that they see in films or in television, and there's a lot of product placement in these television dramas, you know.
Okay, and pretty well, we'll watch out for that. But more to come as part of Hallyu, the Korean Wave.
Absolutely.
That's Rebecca Choco King-Orien, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Sociology at Maynooth University, speaking to me about that phenomenon that is the Korean Wave.